Nolte, Democrats, media willing to risk World War III with Russia to win 2022 midterms. By John Nolte on March 16, 2022. The corporate media and Democrats are whipping up a moral panic around Ukraine that could deliver us right into World War III. All in an effort to win the 2022 midterms. And it looks as if more and more Republicans are falling for it. Past is prologue, so let's look at the recent past as a means to understand what's happening. 5 years ago, all in an effort to overthrow a duly elected President Trump, Democrats, the media, and the deep state fabricated the Russia collusion hoax. When that failed, the murder of George Floyd was used as an excuse to burn and loot a countless number of Democrat-run cities. When that failed, the China flu was exploited to smash small businesses, dehumanize Trump voters, and stunt children's growth using masks. In all three cases, over a mere 5 years, the media and Democrats manipulated events into eras of neo-McCarthyism. To begin with, there were the purity tests. You were either against Trump or with Russia rigging our elections. You supported the domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter or were a racist. You were either willing to mask little kids and destroy the livelihoods of vaccine skeptics and small businesses, or you were a serial killer. These purity tests came with false idols we were required to worship: Robert Mueller, George Floyd, and Anthony Fauci. This is what happens when you have a political party incapable of governing. The Democrat Party's elitism has cost them the working class. Additionally, almost every city they govern is a third world like Detroit or headed in that direction. They want gay porn taught in schools, mentally ill men sharing locker rooms with our daughters, kids masked forever, high gas prices, open borders. I could go on. So, in an effort to distract from that, we've been hit with three neo-McCarthyism eras in a row. Three moral panics, but number four is by far the most terrifying. Vladimir Putin's war against Ukraine will hopefully end with his humiliation. But wishing for that and approving of economic sanctions against Russia is not enough. It should be enough. In a sane world, a war unfolding in a country that is of no strategic interest to us would be story number four or five, after inflation, gas prices, and crime. But instead of focusing on issues that matter to everyday Americans, Democrats and their media allies are frantically manufacturing a moral panic around Ukraine. Hell, we've been given an idol to worship, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and purity tests. We're blacklisting Russian artists, including dead ones. We're killing a countless number of Russian jobs. We're even ceasing the exportation of medicines. This is insane. Why would we want to make enemies of the Russian people? But none of that matters. More frightening still are the growing calls for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. An act that would, without question, lead to a hot war between the US and Russia. A no-fly zone means we shoot down Russian planes. Period. If that's not a hot war, nothing is. The media misinformation about no-fly zones mixed with all the emotional manipulation around the war has, at least according to one poll, resulted in 74% of the country favoring a no-fly zone. That's right, according to at least one poll, 74% of the American people want to go to war with Russia, war, a real war. The moral panic now has some members of the GOP calling for military escalation against Russia. U.S. Representative Brian Mast, Republican Florida, says he supports imposing a no-fly zone over Ukraine, despite the risks involved with the U.S. shooting down Russian aircraft and escalating the conflict. Maria Elvira Salazar, a Republican, who represents Florida's 27th Congressional District, told reporters she absolutely supported Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's calls for a no-fly zone when asked on Wednesday. Senator Roger Wicker, our Miss, endorsed the idea of creating a no-fly zone over Ukraine amid the Russian invasion of the Eastern European country, which grows deadlier by the day as Russian troops lay siege to population centers. Here's the most manipulative of them all. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham announced on Sunday he would support a NATO-enforced no-fly zone over Ukraine if Vladimir Putin used chemical weapons on civilians there. With his red line, you can see what the warmonger Graham is up to. It's WMD all over again. Except, last week, while testifying before the U.S. Senate, Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland, a notorious deep stater, admitted the following: Ukraine has biological research facilities which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops may be seeking to gain control of. But Nuland went on to say that if there's a chemical or biological attack, she is 100% certain Russia will be responsible. It is classic Russian technique, she said, to blame on the other guy what they are planning to do themselves. Well, wait a minute. Does that not give off the same WMD stink that led us into a futile 20-year war in Iraq? Is that the play here? We're just going to willy-nilly start shooting down Russian jets. I.e., go to war with Russia, because we're 100% certain that if some biological event occurs, it's Russia's doing? The media and America's warmongers are so desperate to cover up the fact that Ukraine does indeed have these biological facilities that former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DeHi, has been attacked as a traitor for urging caution, for fear of these facilities being inadvertently or purposely breached or compromised. Get this, over a $59.95 donation. The far-left Daily Beast suggested Gabbard was compromised by an accused Russian agent. And then there's no less than the Republican leader in the U.S. Senate, Mitch McConnell, RKY, looking to outflank Biden. With regard to the ongoing war in Ukraine, it seems to me that the president believes that any effort to help Ukrainians is potentially provocative to the Russians. Look, the provocations have already occurred. The war is underway. We need to do any and everything we can to help our Ukrainian friends. Short of, as we all agree, putting American troops across the NATO line. Unfortunately, the administration keeps on dragging its heels. Even when they do the right thing, they do it too late. The administration needs to get the message we need to help the Ukrainians in every conceivable way. Alternately, Democrats and the media are pressuring Biden to outflank Republicans, to use the moral panic to paint the GOP as weak on Ukraine. This would not only mean the Democrats and Biden would have to escalate their own rhetoric and warmongering, it would escalate the GOP's. We are Zelensky Democrats. And their Putin Republicans would be my bumper sticker, Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chair, Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, said in an interview Wednesday. Biden's reluctance to more forcefully combat Republican attacks reflects both a fear that the situation in Ukraine could escalate further in an effort, at least for now, to minimize the creep of domestic politics in delicate matters of foreign affairs. Republicans have been less concerned about dragging Biden's decisions squarely into the political arena. Here's the bottom line, the hard truth, the fact that what Russia is doing to Ukraine constitutes an atrocity is not enough to justify war or risk war. And as of right now, and I hope this doesn't change, Biden is handling things about as well as one could hope. Yet, McConnell is accusing Biden of dragging his feet. Yeah, well, that's precisely what Biden should be doing. Especially if there's a biological event. Ukraine is not our problem, and if this manufactured moral panic infects our politics anymore and we decide to make it our problem, that would mean we've been manipulated into risking World War III for no valid reason. All of this war fever is about one thing, rescuing Democrats from oblivion in the 2022 midterms. If Ukraine defeats Russia, hooray. If Ukraine falls to Russia, that would be a shame, but it's not our problem. But do not underestimate the media's and the Democrat Party's willingness to do unholy things to protect their power. These monsters have already burned our cities, attempted a coup, and abused our children. To the left, World War III is more than worth it if it means holding power. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.